heading into the final section of our Sporting Highlights 2019. In this section, we've got the likes of badminton, boxing, also on there, some horse racing and a few other bits before we end our review of the year. So, Chris Ashmore, badminton.
Yes, another great year for the McGees. Back in June, the Rafaou siblings, Sam and Chloe, won bronze medals at the European Games in Minsk after defeating their Dutch opponents. And that was the second time that they'd won European Games bronze, having previously done so in Baku.
Incredible, you know, we've been away now for 10 days and it's been a really hard but crazy week, and you know, we've fought through some really tough matches against big pairs in Europe, so to come home today with a European medal for Team Ireland is just an unbelievable feeling.
Talk to me about the standard of competition out there, because it really was a very tough competition.
Yeah, I mean, for us it was an Olympic qualifying event, so all the best pairs in Europe were there, you know, there was nobody missing, and so we had a tough group with the Russians and the French, and then we came out and we were drawn against the Dutch, so you know, that's all the best nations that there are, and they're all competing for the same spots in Tokyo that we are, so to get that medal was fantastic.
Pretty satisfied with bronze?
I don't think you can ever be satisfied with bronze. I mean, we can be very happy that we won a European medal, and even more so for us, the Olympic points for our semi-final was bigger. But yeah, of course, we would love to get silver or gold, but it just wasn't to be this time.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic event. It's been really well run. Team Ireland really helped us, you know, settle there. And then, of course, the badminton competition itself was absolutely brilliant. Great setup in the Falcon Centre, so no complaints. No, I think we were under a lot of pressure, because we knew, first and foremost, Olympic qualifying points, and then of course you really want to get a medal when you're there with Team Ireland. You want to put a medal on the board, and last time we got a medal, so we felt pressure to do the same, and we weren't seated, so we had even more pressure. We had to come up against some really world-class pairs to get across the line to get the medal, so the pressure's off now and we're happy with that.
It's fair to say one of the toughest competitions you've been involved in. You've had a lot of international action over the years.
I think it's just there's so much pressure to get Olympic points at the minute that adds to everything, but I mean, we can just go out and do what we've been doing every day in training. If we can get our best performance out on court, we know we can beat anyone there, so you know, that was the goal for this week, was to go and perform well, and we knew then that the results would take care of themselves.
That's Chloe McGee and Sam McGee speaking after their success in getting a bronze medal at the European Games. But they also had some other successes in 2019, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. In April, they became the first Irish badminton team to claim a medal at European level.
That was in 2017.
2017.
In July,
they continued their good form from the European Games, as they won silver medals at the Russia White Knights International Challenge event. And of course, they'd started the year on a positive note by becoming the Irish mixed doubles champions for the 11th time in 12 years. And next year, of course, is Tokyo. So, yeah. And Chloe, of course, she's getting used to representing Ireland in the Olympics, but this time they'll know early in the new year whether she'll be there along with Sam in the mixed doubles.
Yeah, she's a seasoned Olympian, so she is. So fingers crossed that they'll get it confirmed at the start of the year that they'll be heading to Tokyo. But nice to have a few other Donegal contingent joining the likes of Brendan Boyce there, and obviously fingers crossed Mark English as well. Now to boxing. In March, Twin Towns fighter Jason Quigley maintained his 100% winning record in the professional ranks as he defeated his Finnish opponent Matthias Ekblad on his first competitive appearance at a UK venue. That was at the Copper Box Arena in London. Quigley made it 16 wins when he stopped him in the second round. It's been a mixed year for Jason Quigley, because in July he suffered his first defeat in his professional career. The Twin Towns middleweight lost to his North American title, surprisingly, after being stopped by Trino Johnston in California. Quigley did not come out of his corner for the 10th and a final round, but he regrouped, and in December there was a very welcome and decisive victory for Quigley in California. Back in America again, where the Twin Towns man comfortably saw off Abraham Cordero at the Hangar in Orange County with a third round stoppage off the Mexican. Jason, sitting at 17-1, was happy to get back to winning ways, and it was a first as well under his new coach Andy Lee.
Yeah, happy, you know, to get the people's calling it the comeback one, you know what I mean. Happy to get it. I was happy with my patience in there. You know, he was tricky. He didn't really commit with any of the shots too much, so he was kind of just flicking the shots out and moving away. and I got him out of there. Could have done it a wee bit tidier, a wee bit slicker, but I got the job done, got the victory done, and it's on to keep learning now with Andy, and it's a good first victory. Walking into that ring after the defeat, you know, there's the doubts in your head, there's different things in your head, and you just want to get in there and you want to get the victory, you want to get it behind you, and I need to learn to control that, you know. I need to learn to wait for it to come a wee bit more and not be as excited. But, you know, I've been working on my ruthlessness in there and, you know, getting the job done. And, you know, I did it there tonight. As I said, it could have been a wee bit slicker, a wee bit tidier. But I got the job done, and it's on to the next one now.
Jason Quigley got the job done. Ryan Ferry needed to dig deep towards the end of the year because he was hugely disappointed with that loss. But as we expected, he came back out fighting out of the blocks again.
Yeah, I think it was very important for Jason that he finished the year on a high, because, you know, it would have been a disappointing year for him. You know, he had the unbeaten record, and to lose that, and it all goes so suddenly for him. And, you know, that's... that day against Tyrone Johnson, like, you know, he came out strongly in the first two rounds, and then he struggled after that, you know, when he never got going, and, you know, his corner had to pull him out of it. And it would have been, you know, I would say it required a lot of soul searching after that, you know, trying to find out, you know, where it all went wrong. He took a big step in going for Andy Lee. It's going to be very interesting.
To progress in a career in any sort of sport, you have to do that at times.
Yeah, though, like, you know, you have to weigh up the situation. Mm. And, you know, Andy Lee and the Irish boxing fraternity is very well thought of. Like, and hopefully, like, they bounce off each other well. I know Andy Lee felt, you know, in the performance over Cordero wasn't brilliant. So, yeah, you know, there's plenty to work on. And, you know, Jason's 28, he'll be 29 next September, you know. And so, you know, like... time is ticking as well, and, you know, hopefully he can have a big 2020.
Yeah, he's going to need a big 2020, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, it's at that stage of his career now where it really, if he can just go up those few more rungs on the ladder, he's always had this ambition of being in a world title fight. And as Ryan has said there, you know, the next fight, you know, he had the knockback last year. We're going to find out very soon just how far he can continue on. And he's spoken here in this studio about driving that Lamborghini and being a world champion. Well, next year, crucial for him.
Next year. Okay, looking at other boxing. Derry professional Conor Coyle, well, he won three fights to extend his record to 11-0. He's now boxing under the Roy Jones Jr. promotion in Las Vegas, and he'll be back in ring action again at the end of January. Two wins in 2019 for European Super Bantamweight champion Tyrone McCullough as he moved to 14-0. He is also through to the semi-finals of the Golden Contract Tournament, where the winner will receive a Mega 5 fight deal. And Tyrone's Stuart Geller was also successful, the flyweight national elite champion in 2019. He became that after overcoming Centrace's Regan Buckley on a unanimous decision. The Two Castles fighter controlled the bout in the final two rounds to ensure he would have his first elite, Tyrone would have their first elite champion in 18 years. The Two Castles Club, of course, based out of Newton Stewart's. The 18-year-old also picked up the Best Male Boxer Award at the championship to crown a fantastic evening. He is one to watch in the future, Tyrone's Jude Gallagher. And another one to watch is Leah Gellin. We know all about her. In September, she returned from the European Youth Boxing Championships in Bulgaria with a bronze medal. The Rafoe welterweight lost out on a unanimous decision in the semi-finals against a Hungarian opponent, but she secured a competition medal with superb wins over Turkish and German fighters earlier in the week, and that's now back-to-back medals at major championships for the five-time national champion. Leah was also a bronze medal winner at last year's European Junior Championships. She's a good wee fighter, isn't she, Ryan?
Yeah, and she's made huge progress over the last 2 years out of her full boxing club with Jared Keaveney and Gary McCullough, and it's great for her. And, you know, like I'm chatting to Peter O'Donnell, who would come into us, you know, regularly, you know, and he was saying, you know, that sometimes she just doesn't have the belief in herself that, you know, how talented she is. But now that she's going over to these competitions and winning bronze medals, you know, that will help her, and it'll help to bring her to the next level.
We'll be keeping a close eye on her in the next number of years. There was also Irish boxing titles for former Ellis Golden Gloves fighter Rosie Doherty and current member of the club Matthew McCool. Doherty, now with the Shannonside ABC, defeated Ellis boxer Caroline Gallagher in the welterweight senior final at the National Stadium. And the low man McCool in the colours of Ellis defeated Galway Olympian ABC fighter Martin Salmon on a unanimous verdict. And Elias Golden Gloves boxer Carly Irvine secured a bronze medal at the European Schoolboys Schoolgirls Championships in Tbilisi after defeating a Turkish opponent 4-1 in the 46kg quarterfinal bout. So a good spread of wins for boxers from Donegal in 2019. We'll go to horse racing, and Oisin Orr had an excellent year. He finished the flat season with 2 wins in Nace, and that meant that Orr shared the Apprentice Jockey Championship with Andrew Slattery. Both jockeys finishing the season with 43 winners. We've been keeping an eye on Oisin Orr over the last, 24 months or so, and now he's set to step up Apprentice Jockey of the Year, off to a very, very good start, Ryan.
Yeah, like it was a great battle that, you know, when he was well ahead of his good friend Andrew Slattery, and then, you know, he had a bit of a spell where things weren't going so well, and Slattery looked like he was going to take it, and then Oisin came back at the end to share the spoils, and I think that was a happy outcome for everybody in the end up. And, you know, Oisin is, you know, I did an interview with him earlier in the year for the Donegal News, and very level-headed young man now, and is going about things the right way. He's a good relationship with Dermot Weld here in Ireland, and, you know, hopefully there's big things to come. And, you know, he went out to Australia, and it's great to see it. And I think it's probably a theme of what we've seen so far, is these young sports people heading away and challenging themselves. And Martin Harley would be another man who's
he's in Australia, Hong Kong, in Australia.
He was in Hong Kong. And it's great to see that.
There's the other Orr brother, Connor.
Yes.
Orr. There was one weekend in particular at meetings in Cork and Ferry House that they had a huge double. So Oisin is now the Apprentice Jockey, but Connor is also riding away as well, and he's taken victories too. And then there's Luke McAteer as well from Rathmullen. So there's sort of like a wee area there of the county that's producing these good jockeys.
Yeah, there seems to be a hotbed down that way now. I know the two R's too are well known down in Rathmullen, and I'm sure that their granny Margaret would be delighted out in Ballyar.
Yeah. Dylan Brown McMonagall is another jockey. We can't forget about him. He's the double Irish field champion, and he has made the step up now to apprentice jockey this year. That was the level that Oisin Orr was racing at and won in 2019. But Dylan Brown, with over 150 wins on the national circuit in the last 2 years, he's now joined trainer Joseph O'Brien in Kilkenny. He has dominated Dingle in recent years, notching up nearly 30 wins in Kerry. That's an event which is regarded as the Cheltenham of horse and pony racing here in Ireland. And when he made that step up, didn't take him long for his first track win at Navan on a 20-1 shot. And there was a second place finish as well for him at Leopardstown in a meeting, and he's chipping away there. He's made the step up, and it seems to be seamless, Ryan.
Yeah, it seems he's a great fella now, Dylan. Now, another man I interviewed during the year, like, and he was getting great results, and he's been, you know, we've been seeing this for the last couple of years, and, you know, chasing victories, and he would be coming away with 5-timers and 6-timers, and you know, at a great effort. And, you know, you have to give credit to his family and his support network too, because very often he would go down to Kerry and Cork, and this was weekend after weekend, and, you know, he's doing plenty of travelling up and down the country now himself, but you know, he's another to keep an eye out for.
Yeah, continuing to learn the trade in a successful way. Okay, let's go now to rugby, Dermot.
Yeah, one name that has already been mentioned on today's programme, Maya Alcorn, because she was involved with that Tiernan ladies team that was so successful this year. But she's also a fairly talented rugby player. Oisin Letterkenny's Maya scored a try for the Irish under-18s in a big victory over Georgia at the European under-18 sevens championships, which were held in Poland. Ireland also defeated Latvia at that tournament, but they lost out to Scotland. And another Letterkenny rugby club man, Charlie Worth, captained the Irish under-18 sevens to victory in the European Championships, which were held in Poland. The Irish team took the title after defeating Spain in the final.
Back in January, there was a young Remelton girl who was involved in the Deaf Futsal Champions League final, and she put on a big performance. It's actually been a very, very good year. Her name is Catherine Greer.
She's now a household name on the sport in front in Donegal, such as has been her progress. She was on that Doncaster side that lost out to a German side, Essen, in the decider in Stuttgart. But it was a silver medal for Catherine, and her mum Monica, who's so well known as well, she was similarly rewarded as a member of the coaching staff. And earlier in the tournament, Catherine scored twice as the English side progressed to the final stages of the competition. She was also involved in November with the Republic of Ireland side that had a 6-3 win over Finland to finish in ninth place. That was at the World Deaf Futsal Championships, which were held in Switzerland, and she was among the goals in most of those games.
Yeah. No one ever sat down, Jeremy, to do the review, and you sort of plan it out about 8 weeks out before that for the end of the year, and you've got it in your head and you know which way you're going with it, and there's certain names that you expect would pop up in your review of the year, and you're always expecting something from Letterkenny man Patrick Quinlivan.
Yeah, well, you've hit the nail on the head. Patrick Quinlivan, an amazing athlete. And again, he was back on the global stage again this year. That was back in March. He was celebrating after winning an amazing 7 gymnastic medals, and that was on St. Patrick's Day at the Special Olympics World Games in Abu Dhabi. He's now 36, Oisin, and he's still continuing to produce the goods. He won 2 golds and 5 silver medals in what was a huge success story for Team Ireland overall. So fair play to Patrick.
Real celebrity about the town.
He really is, and listen, he's a sports person that you can only admire. He's been around for so long now and was winning medals and enjoying success back in his younger days, and now he's 36 years of age and he's still up there representing his country.
And you mentioned in his younger days, McDonald's here in the town celebrated their 20th anniversary. He was the person who performed the official opening 20 years ago when he had just come back from winning a gymnastics championship. So as you say, and you mentioned there Monica Greer, so there's a Letterkenny Community Centre link there as well. So all credit to those involved.
Yeah, Ryan, can you swim?
Just a bit, Oisin. It wouldn't be wonderful.
All right, would you jump under the water this time of the year?
I wouldn't be brave enough for it, I tell you the truth.
Well, there's one man that's brave enough to do it, Remelton man Patrick Bond.
Yeah, and he won a bronze in a 100 metres breaststroke he won a bronze medal in a 100 metre breaststroke at the Ice Swimming World Championships, which were held in Russia in the 40 to 45 age group. So, like, Patrick has been very successful over the last few years, and it's great to see him continuing that.
Yeah, and just staying in the water, Mona McSharry, she's a Sligo girl, but she swims out of the Marlins Club in Belfast, and we've seen her over the last couple of years at underage and youth level and how successful she was and the potential that she has. And the 19-year-old, who we're now claiming as a Donegal girl, she won a bronze medal at the European Short Course Championship in Glasgow, and we've seen all that potential now come to fruition, so we have Ryan.
Yeah, we have, like, and you know, like, that big connection in it with the swimming club in Ballyshannon, and you know, she's somebody, like, she's only 19, like, she's somebody really to keep an eye on going forward.
Yeah, and there's another swimmer that had a good year too, Anna Hennessy, Dermot.
Yeah, Anna Hennessy took a gold, 2 silver and a bronze medal at the Swim Ulster Open Disability Championships in Newry this year. Anna, fantastic athlete, and you mentioned Mona as well. Worth mentioning too that her coach is Grace Mead, who's former Donegal GA footballer, putting her time and effort into the success that Mona's enjoying now. So credit where credit's due.
Yeah, Mona's got a first senior medal. We expect more. Okay, we're into the final straight. It's the last 100 metres, Chris Ashmore.
Yeah, let's move on. And you've mentioned swimming, so an appropriate link here. Triathlon next. Aidan Callaghan from Letterkenny, member of the 24/7 Triathlon Club. Another great year for him. 7th overall, and the winner of the 35 to 39 age category at the Ironman World Championships in Nice in France. That was one of several great performances by him and other people involved in triathlon, which is a sport that has grown hugely in the last few years. And switching to hockey, the highlight there, undoubtedly the Raphoe ladies side, who got promotion up to the top flight of Ulster hockey. They had a great season last year, getting promoted with 2 games to play. And let's not forget Newton Cunningham man Joe Barr, another memorable achievement. He was involved in the race across America, known as RAM, in the 60 to 69 age category. Now, this is a cycling event over some 3,000 miles, and you do it in just 11. He did it in just 11 days, 16 hours and 12 minutes, and it's reputed to be the toughest endurance cycling race of them all. So you can only imagine what that takes to do that. Remember, that's 60 to 69, the age category. We'll all be looking at that, won't we?
You mightn't be too far off it, Chris. As it goes, we've been talking sport here since after 2 o'clock today, and it's been a very, very busy programme, to say the least. But I'm just going to go around the house here and find out the highs and lows, your high points and your low points of 2019. Jeremy, you're closest to me, so away you go.
And you know what, Oisin, thinking about it before coming up here, because that's the question you always ask at the end of these sports reviews. I mean, there have been loads of sporting highs, some huge disappointments during the year as well. But I mean, listen, I'm a father of four young children, and my two girls are playing sport. They play camogie and they play basketball and they play Gaelic football. So I see the enjoyment that they get out of that, and I'm part of that as well, because you're going to the games. So hugely enjoyable that end of things. In terms of highlights of the sporting year, I suppose Harps getting securing safety in the Premier Division again this year has to be among the highlights. And that night that they secured it with that victory against Drogheda in the final of the playoffs was another memorable night at Finn Park. So yeah, that has to go down. And I say, the weekend that you sent me to Cork to cover Donegal against Cork in the National Football League.
You survived it.
I survived it. It was a fantastic, a bittersweet weekend, yeah. Oisin, really, because I remember going up in the car along with Martin McHugh and his wife Patrice. A really enjoyable couple of days. Donegal ladies were playing that weekend as well. Double header at Parky Rean. My first time ever there, and first time to do commentary at that venue, which was fantastic. And I say bittersweet because that was a weekend when Letterkenny lost two big characters in Raymond Blake and Desi Larkin. So it's important to remember people like that as well.
Ryan?
Well, I suppose there was a lot of highlights. I think when we look back on 2019, I think I remember the trilogy of county finals anyway. I think it was just something that was remarkable and it was compelling, and you know, right to the bitter end of it, like, you know. And that was big. The Donegal Kerry game in Croke Park was a cracker. You know, everybody was watching Shane Lowry that day and didn't maybe even think about the entertainment that they were going to see out in Croke Park. Another moment that really stood out for me was Brendan Boyce doing the moonwalk over the line in the 50k race. And you know, like as mentioned earlier on, Brendan's, you know, like it's tough, you know, at times. Like we see him in the Olympics, and you know, and we think that's great, you know. But it's tough to get there every 4 years, and you could see the delight with that big performance over in Doha. And so I would say that was probably my top sport moment of the year, I would think. Yeah.
All right, Chris.
Highlights, well, it include Shane Lowry in the golf was a great moment to watch. As Ryan has mentioned, Brendan Boyce, I thought his comment about the Irish doing misery was one of the sort of the quotes of the year. In terms of live sport, again, I would, Finn Harps, having been there for that momentous night, you know, it's hard to beat being at a live game when you have the atmosphere there. On the lowlights, disappointed the Donegal hurlers, who've made great strides in recent years, relegated from Division 2B after a playoff at Warwickshire. That was a downside, but it was a weakened side in some respects, a transitional year. Disappointed for Jason Quigley and Mark English on big occasions for them, that maybe things didn't go the way they want, but they both have a good year to look forward to next year, hopefully.
Okay, guys, with use of just about covered most of... I'll come back and turn the mic on. Yeah, you guys have just about covered most of what took place, highs and lows in 2019. From my point of view, there's been quite a lot, and following sport across the Northwest as head of sport. But from a personal side of things, the Termin Minors won in the Donegal Minor A Championship earlier in the year. You boys were all at it. My young fellow Keelan's part of the team. I watched him lose something like 13 or 15 finals at underage. So to be part of a side that eventually won it and to win a Minor A title, that was probably the highlight of the year. And they're still going, they're still in Ulster as well. And we wish to Trevor and the boys all every success and the best of luck in the Ulster tournament final, which is taking place on New Year's Day.
Yeah, and they weren't expected to win that Donegal final, yeah. Oisin, you know. And they put in a great performance that night in Convoy against Gweedore. And you could see just what it meant to everybody there that night. You know, everybody involved with the team. And Trevor was a proud man that night. And, you know, those are the nights that are there to remember and the occasions to enjoy.
That's it, Chairman. Listen, Chairman Doherty, Ryan Ferry and Chris Ashmore, many thanks for coming in and joining us on our Sporting Highlights 2019. It's been a pleasure as always. And we look forward to 2020. Also to our special guests who joined us throughout the afternoon, Patsy McGonigal, Keith Cowan, Maureen O'Donnell and Rory Kennedy as well.